Nuplex delighted investors yesterday with just the thought it might sell a couple of problem Australasian businesses. Nuplex shares jumped as much as 7.6% to $3.25 before easing to close at $3.22. The resins manufacturer says it's discussing the sale of its agency and distribution business and its master batch plastic additives business with a private equity firm, Champ. But there's no guarantee of a sale. At the beginning of August, Milford Asset Management owned 4.5% of Nuplex, and its investment analyst, Brooke Bone, explains why the market reacted so positively.
It's got the market excited because the business has effectively underperformed for a number of years in terms of growing its earnings, and there's a number of parts of that business that could have a higher value if they were separated out from the group.
Even the thought that they're talking about selling them is good news, then.
What it means is that the board is really taking the initiative and thinking about how can they structure that business to achieve value for the shareholders. The market will generally take that type of activity quite positively.
And they'd already signalled that they were well aware that the Australian New Zealand businesses were a bit of a problem child, and they'd already embarked on a restructuring exercise.
Yeah, there's been a lot of cost that's been taken out of that business, but the nature of the Australian manufacturing sector has changed substantially over the last 5 years, and this might just enable them to cut that business out, to get a reasonable amount of money onto the balance sheet, pay off some debt, and to really achieve value. And if they could get a reasonable price for that business, then you'd have to look at the other businesses within the group in Asia and up in Europe and really think that there's got to be more value in there than what is ascribed by the share price.
Milford's Brooke Bone.